Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutan. With me is Ansatrina for Chandana, the Cultural Economy Development Agency, and also Koglavani Munyandi. She's the director of Good Kids Malaysia, recipient of the Arts Organization Funding Program that Chandana runs. So Izan, tell us, what is the Arts Organization Funding Program?
So it's one of our many programs that we've rolled out, and we started last year as a pilot, to support arts organizations registered under ROS, or Register of Society, Super Satuan, or Register of Company, so Sdn Bhd. And this year we are hoping in cycle to expand it to also partnerships as well to be able to apply. Now the program supports organizations in either these three categories, making art, bridging art, and intermediaries. So Korgi here comes under bridging art, where their work really supports and engages different communities. And we fund up to 150,000 ringgit. It can cover rental of venue, utilities, salaries, making sure that we preserve the manpower in these arts organizations.
So kind of institutional funding?
Yes. Marketing as well as upskilling. So whatever they need to do, but for the period of 12 months. We're hoping that each organization, once approved, can apply for a cycle for 3 years. So later on, they will be eligible for the second and the third year as a way to stabilize them and also expand their capacity. And hopefully in return, they will do the same for the other members of the arts.
So what is the process like? I mean, how do you get the word out there? Who's been applying? Is it limited to Klang Valley? And so on and so on. Give us
sure.
some details.
So for arts organization funding, when we piloted it, it is Klang Valley, but this year we've expanded it nationwide. There are two cycles this year. If you missed the recent cycle, you can apply in October. First week of October, the program opens. Generally, everyone is directed to our website. And when we open call, we do try to wawarkan secepat mungkin, whether it's interviews, whether it's promotion online, whether it's marketing, advertising, PR, we do it all, right? And we try to get it out so people can apply quicker. Now, generally, our programs are for 8 weeks. We do a call, you apply within 8 weeks. We then evaluate, get approved within the next 4 to 8 weeks. We have since then cut it short to 2 months. So you apply dalam 4 minggu saja, and we process and approve it within the next 4 weeks. So within 2 months, we're hoping to help the community immediately. And that's because of what has happened recently. So instead of taking a slightly longer period of time to make sure that all these applications are evaluated, we are making sure we have the right manpower to evaluate quicker, swifter, so that the industry gets the money first.
Right, okay. Kugi, tell us, how did you come and how did Good Kids come to know about the program, and how did you see yourself? Did you see yourself as a kind of natural fit for the kind of the funding structure that was set up for you?
Yeah, so we were already in the art scene, and we were doing theater productions and performances, and we had trainers who were from the arts community, so would transfers around, travels around, and then someone told us that, hey, you should consider Chandana funding. They are opening up for arts organization, especially those who are doing art program for community, which is exactly what we're doing. So that is when we contacted and, we submitted the application. And when I read the eligibility criteria, it was pretty straightforward, and we fit in immediately, because it's arts community. Okay. And they wanted to see the impact within the community and how we can uplift them.
Right.
Yeah.
How typical, Izan, is Good Kids of the kind of recipients you got? I mean, what kind of spread do you have when it comes to recipients?
Well, we have predominantly artists from top five markets, Klang Valley, KL, Selangor, Sabah, Sarawak, Perak, and Penang, then Johor, and the rest. They're predominantly artists, individuals, collectives, and only now more and more arts organizations, especially when we've opened it up nationwide. Social enterprises, in that sense, very rare. So it's very interesting to have received your application, and we're very happy to also support that. But by changing some of the provisions in our terms of reference, we've also accepted applications that look into art therapy and different ways of using the arts for engaging different communities.
Why did you choose to do that, Izan?
Because there is not strong support for our artists who also specialize and engage different communities. When we rolled out, yes, no doubt, we focused predominantly on the professionals in the usual traditional or contemporary art scene, but more and more, especially with COVID, we have seen a lot of our artists also affected by not going out at all and require some assistance. So with assistance from us, we can help online, but there are other ways we feel artists have their own magic touch. And they, you know, Sharad, from our arts education program that we did, we hosted these kids from an Orang Asli school, Sekolah Melut Asli. They have never really makan KFC. Part of their lunch, we've funded KFC. We supported their bus and their insurance, whatever they needed. Some of them didn't eat the KFC so that they could bring it home to their parents. And some of them were so excited, they gave all the Cendana team members a hug because they've never experienced the arts in such a way. And it's people like Kogi who can do that for us. Because we're such a small team, we need other organizations to help us.
Right. Wonderful. Kogi, tell me a little bit about how the funding will be used, you know, and what you look for in terms of, I mean, do you think in deliverables and what, you know, and specific programs that you'll be running as a consequence of getting the funding?
Okay, so a little bit just to add on what Izan said as well just now is this kind of funding program is necessary not only for community work. You know, from the work that we do, we are developing interest in arts. Mm. We are potentially developing future artists. We have seen that in the programs that we do. You know, some of them develop very strong interest in visual arts. We do bucket drums, so they become very good at drumming, music, and theater. So it is essential to grow the art scene. And talking about deliverables, so there's a guideline that is actually provided by Cendana, which is quite it's specific, but because of the COVID, you know, they are actually willing to allow us to re-strategize. Like we had to change from a theater performance, a drum performance, into an exhibition now. So the exhibition is going to happen in February, and our timeline also has to change because we had lost about 3 months of classes with the kids. Mm. So we need to catch up and all that. So the deliverables are quite fluid based on approval by Cendana.
Right, okay. Yeah. And I understand you work with kids in low-cost housing flats, the PPR flats. And what is specific to their situation that makes the COVID context particularly challenging? You know, whether it's access to technology or, you know, going to school or not going to school, what is the challenge there?
So the biggest challenge when COVID happened was it completely disconnected us from our beneficiary groups. The PPR community have very, very low access to technology. Most of the parents don't have smartphones. Even if they have, they don't have data or they don't know how to use it. So it took us at least a month before we could actually get in touch with them. And thank God we had a partner organization that was working in the community. They were taking care of more of the welfare stuff, you know, supplying food and also we got to the kids through them. This was very challenging because we had no clue whether the kids were doing fine, they were not doing fine. And finally, when we got in touch with them, they were like, when are we going to see you guys? When is class going to start, you know? So that was very challenging for us when COVID happened.
Right, okay. Yeah. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned to Let's Talk.